Consider again that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us.
That's the late astronomer Carl Sagan, reading one of his famous writings, The Pale Blue Dot. In 1990, Sagan told the cameras on the Voyager space probe to turn around, look backwards as they hurtled towards the edge of the solar system, and snap a photograph of the Earth. The Pale Blue Dot photo is taken from 3.8 billion miles away.
Every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there.
It's hard to top as an iconic image. The Earth is so small, floating in a sea of black, that immediately you realize how tiny and special our home is. The only problem, maybe, is that when Sagan said cheese, a few people had their eyes closed.
I've always thought since then what a terrible wasted opportunity it was, because if people had known in advance that their picture was going to be taken from a billion miles away.
Carolyn Porco is an astronomer. She worked with Carl Sagan on Voyager.
It would have been a tremendous opportunity for, you know, high-fiving all over the planet and people rejoicing in the exceptional accomplishments that made it even possible for this interplanetary photo session to happen.
Which marks today, July 19th, as a special moment in history. Starting at 1:27 Mountain Time and lasting for 15 minutes, there will be an interstellar photo shoot, the first time that Earthlings have a heads up. Hey, it's time to take a selfie.
That's what motivated me to find another opportunity in the scientific plans for Cassini where we could actually take another picture like this.
Here's how it works. Cassini, NASA's space probe that orbits Saturn, is taking advantage of Saturn's shadow from the sun and pointing its cameras back at the Earth. Porco, who works on the Cassini project, has done this before. In 2006, her team captured Earth in a photograph from Saturn's orbit.
It was a tremendous composition, if you look at it, with the rings backlit, the refracted image of the sun, and so on, and there in the distance is the Earth. It's a gorgeous composition.
That 2006 shot of the Earth was actually an accident, a happy coincidence, that Earth was in the background. But it wasn't perfect.
As a picture, it really isn't very high quality. And so I just thought, I want to do this again.
This time, the photo is a full-on self-portrait. And Porco wants everyone to know about it. Saturn's rings and Earth are going to be in better focus. But, to be honest, even if you're wearing a great big smile, don't expect to see yourself.
Even though we're going to go for the greatest resolution that we have, the Earth and the Moon are still only going to be pixels. Just single pixels each.
And seeing that we are so tiny, that's what makes images like this so special, says astrophysicist Craig Wheeler.
I think it's going to be pretty small. But then that's part of the point of kind of grabbing your humanity and putting it in the context of this amazing cosmos.
Theoretical physicist Lisa Randall says that there is scientific value in such images as well.
We fail to recognize that there are all these interesting questions at every level. And it's maybe looking at the Earth from a slightly different perspective helps remind us of that.
Not to mention, it's pretty rare to have pictures of Earth from 1 billion miles away. So this afternoon, go outside, look up at the sky, and smile. You're going to be on camera. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Ellis Robinson.